Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks again for tuning into Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dom. Hello. I'm back. And I'm back on the same, well, it's not the same week, but it's within the same week that I did my last episode. So, hey, I'm trying to be, concurrent. I think that's the right word I'm trying to use. I'm trying to, keep up with my episodes and be, steady with them. So, hey, I'm back, y'all. Okay. You already know. I got to start it off. If you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Twitter. I do have a Snapchat and I am on Instagram. So if you haven't, please add me on Snap. My Snap is D_HIGH. So it is D_hi. My Instagram, my main Instagram is champion_D. And then I also have my podcast Insta, which is 713 Smokey House. And I'm also on Twitter. My main Twitter account is remember_REDEE. So it is remember_ready. And then, of course, I have my podcast Twitter, which is I haven't gotten my, sound effects yet. But one day, I'll get there. Not yet, but rewind. My podcast Twitter is actually HOUZSMOKEY. So the Smokey House just backwards. Sorry about that. I got it right though. All right. I'm back. Quick little, unwanted opinions I'm about to give y'all. I'm still working on my Fort Hood episode, like I said previously. I keep finding out new information. So like every time I think I'm done with my notes, I'm like, nope, add this, put this in. And if you didn't know, or if you didn't listen to my last episode, Black is King, I have been in contact with a woman who has started, or who did start, a petition a few years back for her brother, who was a sergeant in Fort Hood, who was wrongfully convicted and arrested for something that he didn't do. And I'm trying to see if she'll come on and speak. If not, I'm trying to see if she'll let me get her story and talk about it. And then also another Fort Hood soldier actually came, was reported missing, and then was found, unfortunately, passed away. I believe he was in a boating accident. So I'm trying to get all this together, trying to bring this to y'all, in somewhat of a journalistic form and not like of my unwanted opinions, because these are situations that actually happen and like are actually going on. And just that whole base is horrible, y'all. Do your own research if you haven't already. Like I said, I'm trying to bring that episode to y'all soon when I finish, finish all my notes. But honestly, that base is terrible. It needs to be shut down. It needs reform. It's horrible. Like, And so many like military officers themselves too, when they were assigned to that base, they were like, fuck. They did not want to go there. I've seen so many posts and stories of different, soldiers and, people in the military coming out like they never wanted to be placed there. They never wanted to go there. They never want none of that. They wanted nothing to do with that base. And I'm honestly like, if it's like that, shut it down. Why is this like, come on. At some point, y'all have to look into this shit and you have to step in and be like, this can't go on no more. This can't be like it is. Like, it's horrible, y'all. It's horrible. But that episode will come out soon. What else I want to talk about? I want to talk about Cardi. Her new video dropped. I want to talk about Nick Cannon again. Ooh, Lord. Tamar. Takeoff. I got to talk about my baby. I'm so hurt about this story, but I'll get into that later. What else I want to talk about? Oh yeah, of course. I wanted to, you know, send prayers and support to, you know, Lebanon, their whole bombing, not attack, but bombing incident that happened over there. Thoughts, prayers to the entire country and to the people over there. It's a lot. Several stories came out. The first one was a load of crap, or the officials over there really had no idea what was going on. The main story that's circling around is still raising eyebrows and is still, you know, questionable, like, So I want to talk about that as well. Oh, Ellen, her little situation. I got to talk about her again too. Did I say Tamar? Yeah, I got to talk about Tamar too again. So yeah, I'm about to give my unwanted opinions about all that. Where should I start? There's some holes in this house. 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 Okay. All right. I'm right. Yo. Yes, Cardi. Cardi. Megan. Yes. Go ahead. Yes. I was feeling that song. I played it today on my way to work. I was like, oh, there's some holes in this house. Did some hoes, and I haven't learned their lyrics yet, but that chorus alone, bitch, yes, yes. But of course, people have to complain and people are upset, and I can understand. So Cardi just dropped her new single, WAP, featuring Megan Thee Stallion, and the video came out as well, and the video has some cameos. One of the cameos happened to be I hope I say this girl's name right, Rosalia. She's a Spanish artist who's been in some controversy, and as well Kylie Jenner, which is interesting. Because, again, this is a Cardi B song. This is a Cardi B single. But it is featuring Megan Thee Stallion. Now, Megan has been in, you know, some drama, some news. She's, you know, had a domestic violence situation happen to her. And, you know, Kylie Jenner has, you know, something, somewhat involvement in it. And it's... It was kind of interesting, to see Kylie in the video. And first of all, for me personally, I wasn't too upset that she was in it. I just was like, oh. Clearly, you know, this video was shot before the whole, you know, Megan and Tory thing happened. But it was still like, I don't know. She still should have been in the video. It was weird. You know, and she looked out of place. Like, it was just, she looked funny looking. Like, ew, no. Why are you in this video? Her outfit was really cute. All the ladies' outfits was really cute. Sukiyana, is that how you say her name? I'm talking really, really fast, y'all. Excuse me. Sukiyana was also in the video. And, Cardi, Megan, Suki, Kylie, what's her name? Ooh. Oh, shit. Normani was in the video. And, you know, it was cute. I'm still getting used to it. It was different. But, you know, Twitter had to go off. And they was like, what the hell? And, you know, I can agree to a certain extent. Like, for the Kylie thing. Rosalia, however you say her fucking name. First of all, she's a whole colorist. She's been in so much controversy. She said so much slick shit about women and about, you know, darker skinned women, like, in her own community and in the black community. So it was just like, bitch, no, you do not deserve this cameo. You should not be in this video. No, ma'am. Go. The door. You leave. And then with Kylie, it's like, with this whole story, like, you know, Megan and Tori fought because, you know, Tori was flirting with Kylie and then she's in this video. It's like, no. Get her out too. And like, people were coming out saying, like, who they felt should have been in the video. They thought Sweetie should have been, and they thought who else was people saying? Carol G should have been in there, you know, Ryan Destiny, a whole different, and I was here for it. I was like, yeah, that would have been cute. That really would have been nice. But you know, Carol G wouldn't have been in the video because she did that song with Nicki, and this industry is so messy. It's so messy. I felt like Sweetie should have been in that video really too, because you know, they cool. I think they cool. I don't really know. But that would have been cute. Like, especially the outfit that Kylie had on, that I could have seen that on Sweetie in the video. Like, yes. That would have been so cute. And you know, people were also saying, damn, why ain't the City Girls in the video too? Like, she could have had so many different people in this video, and it really would have been, you know, it would have taken off more. But I'm like, you know, people, damn, the video just came out. How you know? Why y'all being the producer? But I could understand. I was like, yeah, it would have been better if, you know, Sweetie was in there, and you know, if the City Girls was in there too. But then, you know, I didn't know. I don't know if you knew, but I'm about to inform you. I guess the City Girls got beef with Cardi. So I guess they wouldn't have been in the damn video anyways. And I'm like, oh Lord. So I really don't know what's going on with Cardi and the City Girls, but it's a whole bunch of tweets being thrown out there. JT done said some shit. Miami done made a video and also tweeted out some shit too. I don't know. I guess JT and Miami are feeling like they don't want to, or they shouldn't have to show love or support to Cardi, because they don't think that she showed love to them on their last project that they dropped, which is untrue. You know, Cardi has supported them and, you know, posted and, you know, retweeted and, you know, has been seen bopping to their songs and shit. So that was a little, that's untrue. So it was like, it's something deeper. And you know, QC is going through a lot. That whole label and all of their artists are going through so much drama. I just know it's something deeper than that, because it's like, nah, I'm not going with that story. I don't believe that. I hope they fix it though, because come on, y'all label mates. This is supposed to be women empowerment. Y'all make the same type of music, like pussy popping and fuck niggas get money. Like, come on, y'all, like, be friends. Be friends. You see Megan get along with everybody. She learned her lesson though. You can't, you know, you really can't be friends and kumbaya with everybody, you know. But come on, ladies, get it together. I hope they get it together. I don't know. It was a cute video. I liked it. Wop, wop, wop. Wet ass pussy. Ooh. I really don't know the song all the way. I just know the part of there's some holes in the sound. That's the only part I really, really know. But I still stream the song. I'm streaming it. You know, I downloaded it. I'm going to keep listening to it. You know, it's cute. Yes. Just in time for the summer or the end of the summer. It's cute. Oh. Nicki and NBA Youngboy, speaking of, you know, women, I have no favorites. My top is always and forever going to be Remy, so I really could care less. I don't stand a female rap artist more than the other. I show them all. If they drop something and I fuck with it, I fuck with it. Period. But, so, Nicki and NBA Youngboy are working on a project too, or a video is supposed to be coming out with them too. And I think another gentleman, I really don't know who he is. I seen him in the pictures too. There was some pictures. It's up on my Instagram, on my podcast Instagram. It's NBA Nikki and then another gentleman. I'm not sure who he is, but that whole video is supposed to be coming out soon too. NBA is all happy about it. He tweeted about it. It was cute. It's so adorable. I love it. All these songs coming out. Yes. I love it. Don't mind me, y'all. It's cute, though. Ah! I'm happy for it. She look all cute, too, in her blue, her little belly, and her blonde hair. Oh. NBA all cheese and all hard. Like, oh, I can't wait to see that video, too. Oh. Moving on. Okay. What else I want to talk about? Oh, okay. So, I have to show my respects to Lebanon. Like I said earlier, it wasn't a bombing attack, like I said, but there was a shipping port or a warehouse on a shipping port. In the capital of Lebanon, which is Beirut. I pray I'm saying that right. And basically, a blast happened. And the initial reports were coming out saying that a warehouse containing fireworks had, you know, exploded, or, you know, had some type of incident where, you know, the warehouse, you know, blew up. Videos were coming out on Twitter and on Facebook, and, you know, on the news, BBC had shown videos too. This blast, if you've seen it, and I know most people have now, this happened about like 2 days ago, so it's been circulating, so I know y'all have seen it. That, fireworks? No, that was not no fireworks in a warehouse. No. Like, this was a huge, like, buildings from, like, 500 miles away were, you know, impacted by this, you know? Excuse y'all, I'm outside and there's a car that's about to load up with some kids. So, excuse me, I'm doing this episode outside, y'all. So, if y'all hear them, don't mind them. But, no, this wasn't fireworks. So that was the initial report. Then the prime minister, I do not know the prime minister's name. I'm not sure of his name, but the prime minister of Lebanon came out and said basically that, okay, no, there wasn't fireworks in the warehouse, but there was a warehouse that did explode, or, you know, had an explosion, but it was caused because there was like 2,700 tons or metric tons of ammonia nitrate, and that ammonia nitrate had been stored in this warehouse for about 6 years. So when this story came out, I'm like, okay, wait. First of all, the firework story, that was BS, one. But now you are coming out saying that this blast that injured thousands and killed hundreds, I believe, or four, I'm not sure of the exact number, but basically impacted the entire country was caused because of your negligence. Y'all was holding 2,700 metric tons of ammonia nitrate in a public setting. This, mind you, this was in the capital. This was the capital of Lebanon. This was basically downtown. Tourists come in. This was on a shipping port. So, you know, people work here. People are surrounding here. There are stores. There's, you know, fish markets, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know? So you mean to tell me in this public area where, you know, people are frequenting, you know, this is a basically your tourist port, y'all were holding ammonia nitrate for damn near 8 years, didn't check on it, didn't, you know, try to move it to a better location, didn't, you know, What? So, But then also, when that story came out, because you know I'm heavy on Twitter and on social media, people were saying, I guess people that lived there or witnessed the blast were saying that, you know, they seen planes, they believed that it was actually an attack. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll be keeping up with that. But either way, that country needs to get it together, because that makes no sense. Why were you keeping so much, you know, so much dangerous chemicals in a public setting for so long and not checking on it, not, you know, transporting, not moving it, not, you know, making sure that your people are safe, your country is safe? Like, this, no, that's not, So prayers out to Lebanon, prayers out to the people out there who have everyone basically has been impacted by the blast, you know, their families and loved ones. I pray that they're all, you know, safe. I pray that, you know, their health is good, if not, gets better, you know, for the ones that did lose their lives, praying for their families, because it's just sad. It's just sad. Tamar. Moving on. Tamar. So, I don't know if I spoke on this, but if I did, I'm about to speak on it again, because I have some more unwanted opinions about her and this whole situation. And I be high on this motherfucking show, so I can't remember. So, Tamar. So I know I've talked about this, but anyway, I'm gonna talk about it again. So Tamar officially has been released by WeTV. Okay, so she's no longer with the company. She's no longer with them, but they're still airing her show. Now again, she came out of that whole incident real fast. In my opinion, she's been on the internet too soon again, in my opinion, after this whole incident happened. And I really don't think it's good for her character. I don't think it's good for her image. Sit down, stop tweeting, check on your son, be quiet. The more she speaks on the situation and how she speaks on the situation, I really think it's a hoax. I'm praying it's not, but I think it's a hoax. And that's, you know, that's all I'm going to say, because I know I've talked about this before. It's coming back to me now, okay? But I just, Tamar, please get it together. Please get your circle together. Please have people who love you genuinely around you. Please get back in touch with your sisters. Like, anyway, Ellen. Moving on, Ellen. So Kevin Hart and Tyrese decided to come out and basically stand up for Ellen in her show, and the allegations of her show, you know, being a hostile work environment, which I know is a cover up for the real deal going on with Ellen, because if you didn't know, she's tied up and wrapped up in that whole, you know, Epstein situation and that whole Pizzagate situation. You know, so it, you know, if her show does go off the air, maybe it does have something to do with her, you know, actually being a bully and having a hostile work environment. But deep down, that lady on house arrest, she going through it, she's stressed out. It is what it is. But apparently Kevin and Tyrese came out I'm sorry. I made a mistake earlier. I think I said Nick. But no, I want to talk about Nick too. But anyway, Kevin and Tyrese came out basically saying, oh, they don't believe the hype. They don't believe, you know, the rumors and the stories coming out about their homie Ellen. And I'm like, if y'all don't sit down, like, first of all, I wouldn't even want Tyrese, of all people, to come out in support of me. Like, I only stand for Tyrese regarding one thing, and that whole, you know, Fast and Furious situation. I stand with him on that and his opinions regarding that. Anything else? No. Sit down, shut up. No. Absolutely not. But he decided to come out saying that, oh, you know, I've met Ellen one time, and, you know, we didn't really speak, but before she left, she gave me a hug. Okay. So I don't believe the rumors. Boy, sit down. Kevin wanna come out and, you know, write a whole paragraph, make a whole Instagram post, and he got dragged too, because people were coming out like, dude, you doing all this for Ellen. She never came out and supported you and made a post about you when you was going through your whole situation with your wife and your whole, you know, car accident situation. She didn't come out with a public support for you, but you made this whole status, this whole post for her. But your homie, your dude that you worked with, the dude that you know, respected and known for years, Nick Cannon, you didn't say not one word about him. You didn't come out and, you know, show love and support for him. Like, even like nothing. So of course both they asses got dragged. Like, sit down. No, be quiet. I'm all for unwanted opinions. Like, I give mine all the time. I don't give a damn. But come on, no, Kevin, sit down. Mm-mm. No. Mm. Tyrese, shut up. No. Go see your therapist. You need a hug. Stop that. Mm-mm. No. And it, like, for real, like, Kevin, how could you do this whole post for this lady, but a man that you worked with and, you know, created with and, you know, did production with, you haven't said not one thing in support of him? So, of course, after he got dragged, he want to come out with another video. Chillin', sitting back, drinking, talking about, oh, y'all don't know me. The internet, y'all such bullies. You don't know what I do in my private life. I could have called Nick. I could have spoke to him in private, which is true. He could have. But why couldn't you do that publicly? This is your homie. Why can't you show public support for your homie? Like you did for Ellen. The hell? Mm. Mm. Anyway. Okay, I don't want to talk about that yet. I had to breathe. I don't want to get into Takeoff yet. So let me go back to Nick Cannon. So Nick... I really don't want to talk about Takeoff. Okay. Speaking of Nick, we're going to stay on Nick for a little bit. His whole situation. With his whole situation, excuse me, has decided to come out with a tweet supporting Kanye in his presidency run. Nick stated that he supports Kanye's run for president, and that we should also support Kanye's run for presidency because he is a black man. I'm all for supporting black people. I love my black people. I will support us 100%, 100 trillion billion percent when we're in the right and when we know what we're doing. I've spoke on this before. Hell fucking no. Anybody that votes for Kanye is a stupid motherfucking fool. Excuse my mouth, but I don't give a fuck. You dumb. No, absolutely not. No. talking about, oh, he know what he doing. He's smart. I'm not taking that away from him. I know he might be smart in some aspects, but to run a country, an entire country with of people with different opinions, different mindsets, and are going through different things, Kanye West as their president and as their leader, no. You are dumb as hell if you vote for that man. If you want to support him, join his cult. Go out to California, put on his little pajamas, put on his little comfy shoes, and go out. No. But running this whole entire country, you dumb as fuck. And then to come out and say, oh, we should support him because he's a black man. What? Kanye barely a black man at this point now. Like, fucking with them Kardashians and people. What do you mean? What do you mean? No. No. Absolutely not. Nick, fix your house before you go somewhere else, because you got a whole bunch of shit going on. And I don't know if you tweeted that shit just, you know, maybe to gain some new fans or some new friends, some new followers, because you know that motherfucker fuck with Trump, and maybe you need his evil powers to come back and help you build back what you destroyed, speaking on your platform. But no, that's not the way. No. Absolutely not. Oof. That made me mad. Ooh, that made me mad. Absolutely not. Do not vote for Kanye. And I'm not hating. I don't know. I don't care. Maybe I am. You could call it hating, but I'm just thinking logically and thinking about me, my family, my job, me as a normal, regular, you know, citizen. I don't live out there in Never Never Land. I don't live out in California. First of all, them motherfuckers is weird. This is my personal opinion. People out in California, I don't. They different. No. I'm not here for it. He ain't got my vote. He won't have my vote. Right now, I know in this run, it's choosing the lessers. It's always. Every president run, it's presidency run, it's always choosing the lesser evil. Like, you know, we fuck with Biden, but Biden ain't all that cool. Trump needs to get the fuck out of here. But Kanye, no. Don't you dare, y'all. And don't ever, ever come to me trying to convince me to vote for Kanye, because I'll look at you like you smoke crack in the daytime on the playground. No, fucking bum. Get out of my face. No. Ooh. That really made me mad. Nick, shut up. Like I said, fix your situation before you decide to come out telling us what we need to do. Your whole back and forth apology, one day you black and you proud, the next minute you reciting Jewish biblical quotes. No. Ooh, my head hurt. I need a blunt. That really made me mad. Like, he really came out and tweeted that shit. Like, the people. The people. All right, y'all. I guess I gotta talk about it. I guess I gotta end with this. I don't want to talk about it. If you know me, but if you didn't, like, if you don't, well, because y'all are still learning me and getting to know me. I know some of y'all are, like, my friends and my family that do listen to this, and I fucks with y'all, and I appreciate that. Thank you. But for those who don't, or for those who are just now following me on social media and stuff like that, I've always been a diehard Migos fan. I love the Migos. I'm from day one. That's my group. Migos, Takeoff, Jeezy. Like, love them all. Love them. Gucci Mane. Love them. So, I hate that I have to say this and repeat this, y'all. Like, I'm just so hurt. I'm so hurt. And if you do follow me on Snapchat, I spoke on this the other day too on my Snap, and I was a little upset. I'm gonna speak on this calmer today, cause you know I sat and I thought about the situation, and you know I'm not, you know. Ooh, okay. Let me get into it. Okay. So, Takeoff, who is a member of the group The Migos, Okay. So, Takeoff got, oh, y'all, this is, oh my God. Okay. For all my older people too that listen to me, if you didn't know, I know y'all know the Migos. Come on now. But Takeoff is the real quiet one. He always wears the glasses, got the little bug eyes. He don't say much, nothing. He don't do much ever besides rap and, you know, pop out on the shows and stuff like that. So, okay. Takeoff is being accused of sexual battery, sexual assault, and emotional distress. A woman who, okay, let me get it together. Okay. This woman who's being, you know, her name ain't been revealed, of course, because, you know, this is a rape allegation. This young lady has came out basically saying that she attended a party out in LA, and when she attended the party, I believe Takeoff was there, or, you know, was in attendance. The whole time, you know, she these are her claims, these are her words. She claims that the whole time during the party, Takeoff was staring at her, like, you know, acting really weird, stuff like that, you know, offered her weed, she turned it down, you know, was basically, in her words, being a creep the entire night. She claims, this is the story that came out, she claims that when, she was basically invited to this party, and the guy that invited her to the party, her and the guy were basically walking upstairs of to his room of the house, basically. Like, so her and the guy were walking upstairs, and I guess Takeoff was upstairs somewhere, and he was walking down the stairs or were chilling on the stairs, something like that. You know how these mansions are. I don't know what he was doing. And seeing them, and basically she claims that Takeoff and the gentleman that invited her to the party were, you know, got into it, were, you know, exchanging words. It kind of got heated. She, you know, walked up the stairs and basically entered the guy's bedroom, and was chilling there, waiting there. And she claims that Takeoff then entered the room, started, you know, touching her and rubbing on her. And, you know, she was telling him stop, no. And he, you know, I guess in her words, you know, assaulted her. And I'm just, in my heart of hearts, I don't want to believe it. I absolutely don't want to believe it. But again, I don't want to victim shame or victim blame too in this situation, because again, I was talking to my best friend, and she was telling me, like, girl, I know you love him and everything, but you don't know him. I'm like, I know I don't know him, but no. She's like, you don't know what he be doing behind closed doors. I'm like, I know, but no. And I'm like, so it's true, like, we don't know these celebrities personally. We don't know them. We not buddy buddy with them. We don't know them, even though we have love for them, and, you know, put them on a pedestal and, you know, see them in a certain light in our own, you know, in our own mindsets, you know, we don't know them. So again, in my heart of hearts, I do not want to believe it. you know, again, I'm like, listening to the story, I'm like, girl, so if you was already walking up the stairs with the dude, you was already going to do something initially in the beginning. And I'm like, like, Takeoff ain't no big dude. And again, I'm not victim blaming or victim shaming, but girl, why you ain't? I don't know. Like, no, I don't want to believe it. No. I don't want to believe it. And the girl claims also that, like, right after the situation, she then got up and left the party and, you know, went to the hospital. And the hospital staff, she claims the hospital staff did witness signs of, you know, trauma and, you know, cuts and bruises and signs of, you know, possibly forcible rape. She claims that the hospital staff then got in touch with LAPD. Now, I couldn't find nothing. I don't know. Takeoff's lawyers claiming also that, you know, this story, of course, is false and no claims have been made. No paperwork was ever documented. Like, nothing was ever documented. And this girl's whole story is false. And I'm just like, I'm praying it's false, but if it's not, I pray that she gets justice as well, because I love him. Like, I don't want to believe it. Oh, I don't want to believe it. And, you know, this whole drama with QC going on, like, the Migos are suing their record label owners, Pete and Coach K, basically, for, you know, money missing. So I'm like, you know, what if this was a setup? What if, you know, something's going on? What if they're attacking the Migos one by one? Again, I don't want to victim blame or victim shame, but again, I don't want to believe it. But I will stay on top of the story. I was so hurt when that came out. I honestly was like, no. No, but 2020 is the year of, you know, clear vision. 2020 is the year of everything coming to the light. So, you know, maybe he isn't such a great guy. But time will tell. Time will tell. I think I talked about everything I wanted to speak on tonight. Again, hopefully I'll be coming back soon with another episode. Hopefully it will be the Fort Hood episode. I really want to get that out there soon. Again, thank y'all for tuning in once again. If you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Twitter. I do have a Snapchat, and I am on Instagram. So please add me on Snap. My Snap is D_HIGH. My Insta is champion_D, as well as 713 Smokey House. And then I am on Twitter as remember_REDEE, and as well as HOUZSMOKEY. So please add and follow me on all those. And stay tuned for my next episode. Okay. That was so hard to say, y'all. Oof. I need to go smoke now, because my feelings are all discombobulated. But anyway, later, y'all. Tune in again. Good night. I'm out.